One way of learning to use the Tree of Life as an internal mandala, as a form that can help us bridge between outer experience and inner experience, is to use the Tree of Life in connection with the body through a series of exercises, so the tree is not simply an external form on a book or something that is lectured about, but is something that we experience in the midst of our own bodies. The exercise that is most used as a beginning exercise for this can be found in Appendix 1 of Kabbalah for Life. It's called the Kabbalistic Cross because it has the form of as if you're making the sign of the cross on yourself, but what you're effectively doing is tracing the Tree of Life in the body. It's an exercise that involves both concentration, imagination, and direct experience of the body. So it's, if you feel like it, it's something that you could experiment during this month. We will look at it again in the second weekend of the Awen training. The exercise begins really with you standing in a suitable spot. And you begin by just in whatever room you're working in, and you just begin by just getting a sense of your body, letting your feet connect to the ground, having a sense of your spine, and just begin by the experience of standing, noticing the sensation of your body and letting yourself notice the space around you. Again, noticing yourself and your feeling of yourself and the world in which you're situated. That's a very simple exercise, which begins by us putting our right hand or our left hand, if we're left-handed, briefly on our forehead while saying the Hebrew word ate, which means thou or thine. This is an acknowledgement of the sphere called Keter, the deepest or the highest aspect of ourselves. And what can sometimes be useful there is to visualize a light or a sense of shining diamond fire that represents the most profound, deepest level, highest level of our soul. So as we place our hand on our brow and say Ate, to thou, we're really acknowledging or making connection with the deepest part of ourselves. And what we do is to bring our hands slowly down the body, visualizing a silver diamond light coming down through the body, like a pillar or wave of lights coming down, forming the centerpiece of the cross. And we let our hand rest just a little underneath the navel, but in vision the light goes deep down into the earth, so connecting the highest point with the deepest point. And as it comes into the deepest point, you say the word Malkut. Malkut. This is the name that means the kingdom. It is, in the Welsh poem, it is Glatvi, it is the land. And in a way, performing this exercise, it's very like the opening stanza of the poem, where we acknowledge the sovereign, the high prince of the kingly land. So we take the energy of the height of the deepest place, we bring it right down into the depths of the kingly land. We establish our connection to the earth, we establish our connection to the spirit, and then we have this column of light or cross of light coming straight down the middle of our bodies, down into the earth, connecting all levels of ourselves with the deep earth underneath us and with the high soul above us. What we then do is we bring our hand up and briefly touch our right shoulder, saying Vegebura, acknowledging, and so the right shoulder, this is, and then we bring our hand across to the left shoulder, saying Vegedula, connecting with the energy of will and power with the energy of love. These are the spheres, Hesed and Gebura. Gebura on the right side of the body, Hesed or Gedula on the left side of the body. So we connect up these polarities of compassion and will and clarity. So tracing that, connecting up the if you like, the fourth and fifth spheres of the tree of life, but also connecting up the opposite polarities of life. So being aware of your capacity, of your will and power, being aware of your capacity to love. Then you bring your hands together, clasping them together, just over your heart. Feeling this cross of shining white light that connects the height and the depth, that connects the left and the right. And here you say, Le Olam, which means everything and forever. So feeling that capacity in the heart, Lo Olam, Amen. And as you say the Amen, you bring your hands out and you hold your hands as if you're making a cross shape. So here you're connecting the left and the right, all the polarities of the opposites and the up and down, being in that moment the living cross of light. You hold that for a moment and then you just come back to resting and then just breathe for a moment, feeling your body, feeling your sense of body and your sense of world. We'll talk about it in person more when we're next, at the next weekend, but it is just an useful practice, just a few times in the month to try it out. It takes a few minutes only and will give you a feeling for the living tree of life inside you. If you like it and want to do it, I still do it daily. So you can, if you get into it, do it as a daily practice. You never outwear it. Actually, you keep discovering more things about it. If you have any queries about it, just email me.